Okay, good evening, everyone. So we what I'd like to begin tonight or continue with is the understanding of when a fire or a source of heat in a cooking device has to be covered with a blech or some other form of covering, and under what circumstances can it be used without covering? In what circumstances could you leave a chalon, for example, on a open flame or a uncovered electric coil? So really, min haTorah, one is allowed to set up before Shabbos, set up for that malacha will occur on its own on Shabbos. We do that with numerous things, and we turn on lights before Shabbos, and then and they continue electricity, or a host of things. A person might set up a sprinkler system to be watering his grass. He sets it up right before Shabbos, and we do it with many, many things, and that's fine. Especially we hold like Beis Hillel that there's no din of Shvisas Kalim on Shabbos. Your Kalim don't have to rest. You have to rest and your animals have to rest, meaning you can't force your animals to do work on Shabbos, but your Kalim don't have to rest. You could set them before. So it should be technically mutter to turn on a flame before Shabbos or plug in an electric crock pot and put raw food on it and let it cook on Shabbos without any restrictions or any further requirements. But me, the Rabbanan were concerned that if you do that with food that's cooking, it takes us to tamper with it. Meaning, in when they used to cook on in stoves or ovens that had coals, and with time the coals would begin to die out. And normally, what you would do during the week is you would tend to it like a person who makes a barbecue, and he's always playing with it and stoking the coals, and you know, moving things around to get the fire to get the fire to burn well, to get the heat level to remain at a proper level. And so Chazal were afraid that on Shabbos, if you're going to leave food in a regular stove or oven, then you may forget on Shabbos, you may come to stoke the coals. If you do that, you would be violating Havara, at least. Havara means kindling. Now, if the food that you left wasn't completely cooked, you would also be guilty of, you know, of cooking the food, because you'd be enhancing the cooking. But even if the food was completely cooked, it would still be kindling. So Chazal said that you can't leave food on the fire, on an open flame, if it's at a point in the cooking where you may be tempted to do something about it. If it's far enough along the cooking process that you're not worried, it's far enough cooked and it'll finish off by itself without a problem. And even if it doesn't finish, but it's far enough cooked that I could deal with it. I could eat it this way. So I'm less likely to forget or to be tempted to go ahead and stoke the coals on Shabbos. But if it's at an earlier stage of cooking, then I may do that. So there are two main sheets. The halacha lemaisa, what we hold on, that what we hold of, that's really like I say, once the food is Michael ben Drusai. Michael ben Drusai is the term we used the very first night. Once the food is a third cooked, or according to some sheets, Michael ben Drusai means a half cooked. So let's just even say a half. Once it's a half cooked, then there's no problem. At that point already, a person is not so anxious about it. The average person is not so anxious, and he wouldn't forget. He's going to remember that at Shabbos, he's not going to stoke the coals. So you can leave the food cooking as long as you set up before Shabbos and you make sure it's a half cooked before Shabbos. Then after that, you don't have to worry. You can leave it on an open flame with you know, exposed coals. That's the shita that we hold of lemaisa. There is another shita in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara and the Mishnayos. There's another shita that says, that's much more machmir, and says that as long as the food is not completely cooked, and not only completely cooked, but completely cooked and at a point where it's not even benefiting from the staying on the fire, other than that it's keeping hot, meaning it's really at a point where you cannot have it on an open flame. You have to cover the coals or cover the flame. Only at the point where it's completely cooked and it's not even getting tastier. You're only leaving it on the flame because on the coals, whatever, because you want it to stay hot. Only then could you do it open coals. So in practice, it's proper to be machmir and use a blech, for example. A blech is a form of covering the flame or covering the coils. Use a blech or line your crock pot, which is the equivalent when you're dealing with a crock pot, even though you don't see any coals or you don't even see any heating element. But since the heating element is there and it's exposed, and it's contained within the walls of the metal, external cooking device. So you should cover all of that. The proper thing is to cover all of that, even if your food is more than a third cooked or more than a half cooked, even if it's completely cooked, as long as it's still benefiting. Now, a chunk, typically, it's going to benefit. I mean, you're leaving it on from whatever Shabbos starts till 11 o'clock the next morning, or roughly. So obviously, it's not drying out and getting worse. Otherwise, you'd have nothing to eat. It's still getting better. So a chunk is what we call mitzvah for yafilo. It's typically getting better. So it's advised to always use a blech to comply with the more chomer shita. But technically, we don't pass like that. Technically, the ikar halacha lemaisa is that as long as it's half cooked, then you could leave it on an open flame. So if for some reason a person had to, let's say he didn't have foil to cover his crock. Okay, now in addition to covering when you do cover the coils or the flame or the crock pot, surface, in addition to covering that, there's a question, well, maybe you should be covering the controls, because nowadays, if you wanted to adjust the flame, you wouldn't touch the flame, you wouldn't touch the electric coil, you would deal with the knobs or the handle, whatever you have that changes the temperature, the buttons, the knobs, et cetera. So halacha lemaisa, again, we paskin that's not necessary, because that wasn't the Gzeiras Chazal. The Gzeiras Chazal was to cover the heat source. Even though nowadays, if they made the Gzeira on today's stoves, they might have made it differently, but that's not what was done. So halacha, you don't have to cover that, but Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, it is a maila. It is proper to cover the buttons or the knobs as well, because as we said, that's the practical way of changing, if somebody's going to be tempted to make a change to the heat level, nowadays it would be using the controls. So it's proper lechatchila to cover the controls, but again, that is definitely not ma'akev, even where you must have a blech, even if you're putting up your chalm where it's less than a third cook, and you must have a blech, it's still recommended, it's still mutter, even without covering the controls, but it's recommended to cover the controls. Now, this is all for what I've been describing now, when you're simply putting the food up to, on the stove or in the crock pot, and you're leaving it there. If you want to have the ability to take it off at some point where it's fully cooked and serve some of it, and then put the rest back onto the stove or into the crock pot, the crock pot, I should say, into the metal external piece. If you want to do that, then you must have a blech, or you must have the external piece of the crock pot completely covered. That, no matter what, meaning even though the food is completely cooked, everyone agrees for that. That's called chazara. Chazara means I took it off and I'm putting it back. So whether I took it off to take some out or I took it off for any other reason, if I want to put it back, so there are a few conditions I must meet. But the most basic condition, has to be fully cooked, and it has to be a covered flame. Now, if you didn't cover it, though, let's say you left your chunk up, your chunk to cook without a blech, because before Shabbos, your chunk was at a far point in the cooking, maybe completely cooked, so you didn't put a blech. And now you want to take it off and put it back, so you could put a blech down now. If you have a blech, you could cover the flame with the blech on Shabbos. Even if it wasn't covered before Shabbos, you can cover it on Shabbos. Or if you have tinfoil that's already cut and ready to use to line your crock pot base, you could do it. You could do it on Shabbos, even if you didn't do it before Shabbos. But you can never put the pot back on the flame or on the coils or in the crock pot thing without it being covered or lined. Let me just mention while we're here. So the other conditions in order to allow chazara are that the food has to still be hot, not burning hot, but hot enough that you would consider it a hot food. You would serve it still as a hot food. And when you take it, when you take the pot out, your intention should be to put it back. Meaning, not that as an afterthought. You know what? Maybe some. Maybe we'll have some later. Let's put it back on. No, it should be that you intended to, from the outset, to put it back on, and that you didn't put it down. I mean, you're supposed to lechatchila hold it the whole time that you're that it's off the flame. Okay. So maybe next time we'll talk about some more details and what that means. Hold it. Just to mention now, if you those last two conditions, holding it in your hand and having in mind, if you have one of them and you're missing the other, you could still put it back. Meaning, let's say you took it off the flame, you weren't planning on putting it back. But as long as you held it in your hand and you met all the other conditions, it's a covered flame, it's completely cooked, it's still hot, and you held it in your hand, and then you decide, you know, I do want to put it back, but the avid, you're allowed to put it back, or the other way around. You intended to put it back the whole time, but you didn't hold it. You put it down on a table. You put it down on a table or some other surface, not on the floor. We don't put things on the floor now anyway. We don't put pots on the floor. But you put it on a stool or a counter or a table, even though that would not the right thing to do lechatchila if you're planning on putting it back. But as long as you were planning on putting it back, even though b'di'evid, if you put it down, you could still put it back. Okay, so like I said, tomorrow maybe we'll go into, let's say it's too difficult to hold it mamish, you have no one to help you, what might be some other possible ways of meeting this requirement of what's called Oda B'Yado. Okay, good night, everyone. Oh, take care.